This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Early stage testing showed the first COVID-19 vaccine tested in the United States affected a person's immune systems the way scientists had hoped. The first U.S. study was small, just 45 people, and researchers found more than half experienced flu-like reactions to the shots. The next step is recruiting 30,000 people for the final testing. The vaccine is made by the National Institutes of Health and Moderna Incorporated. On Tuesday, President Donald Trump ordered an end to Hong Kong's special status under U.S. law to punish China for what he called oppressive actions against the former British colony. President Trump said the executive order issued signifies that Hong Kong will now be treated the same as mainland China by the United States. The move prompting Beijing to warn of retaliatory sanctions on Wednesday. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said in a statement that Beijing strongly opposes the latest U.S. action and urged Washington to stop interfering in China's internal affairs. Customers shopping at U.S. superstores Walmart and Sam's Club will be required to wear face coverings starting on Monday. The retailer made the announcement Wednesday. Approximately 265 million customers visit Walmart and its affiliates each week, according to the company. Several large companies, such as Apple and Costco, had previously instituted face covering requirements at their retail outlets due to the coronavirus pandemic. Companies are facing the difficult and politically charged decision of whether or not to obligate customers to don face coverings. You can read more about this story and other international headlines on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Wall Street's main stock indexes opened sharply higher on Wednesday, while promising early data for the potential COVID-19 vaccine boosted hopes of an economic recovery. Wednesday, President Trump is expected to announce a new federal rule to speed up environmental reviews for proposed highways, gas pipelines, and other major infrastructure. Critics are describing the move as the dismantling of a 50-year-old environmental protection law. The president will travel to the U.S. southern city of Atlanta to make the announcement as he seeks to make it easier to meet some of the country's environmental needs. At least seven ships have caught fire at Iran's Bushehr port. That's according to the Tasnim news agency on Wednesday. The agencies said no casualties have been reported. The fires appear to be the latest in a series of fires and explosions around the country, some of which have hit sensitive sites. There have been several explosions and fires around Iranian military, nuclear, and industrial facilities since late June. A coronavirus resurgence in Israel and divisions within Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government have sidelined its plan to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. Although the conservative Netanyahu and Defense Minister Benny Gantz, his centrist coalition partner, agreed the government could begin moving on annexation as of July 1st, there has been close to zero cabinet-level discussion on the issue, that according to one senior minister speaking to Reuters. South Africa's cases of COVID-19 were set to reach 300,000 on Wednesday, the most in Africa and in the top 10 in the world. This despite a swiftly imposed lockdown aimed at preventing infections from spiraling as they did in the West. Reuters reports positive tests are now increasing at a rate of more than 10,000 a day in South Africa. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera is hoping his second economic stimulus package proposal to help middle-class citizens impacted by the coronavirus lockdown gets the full backing of the Congress. His initial $1.5 billion proposal failed to generate enough support from the Chilean Congress last week. President Piñera said his latest proposal delivers financial contributions directly to the middle class. His new stimulus package also has credit extensions, rent subsidies, and loans to help pay for college. More for you on VOANews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.